I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Okay. On TV tonight, the 2024 NFL Draft. It's prime time. Well, it's prime time on the East Coast. It is not prime time. It's dinner time. It's actually early dinner time here on the West Coast. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC, the 2024 NFL Draft, and we've got it at, if you care, and some people do. It'll be on at my house. Yay!
It's interesting that people do care so deeply. I've loved the NFL since I was a very little boy, and despite, you know, you have your local team you love, at that time, the way teams stayed together, I remember being 7, 8, 9, and I could tell you every player on every team.
Yep.
Like, I loved it that much. I really did care. And yet, we didn't have it on multiple channels all weekend long and, you know, games at 10 and 1. And yet, I don't care. I don't give one crap about the draft. I feel like it's got nothing to do with the game itself. In general, these teams are just hopeful they pick a good person, and yet they're still there. They got to go to practice. They got to, and I just don't get it.
It's like, just when, as things become more consumable, you know, one of the things I remember about being a kid was there was a game on, and some, you know, or two games. You had an early game, you had a late game, and those were the only games you had.
And then there was, and Monday Night Football was a very big thing at that time as well.
It became a very, very, well, because people were like, oh my God, another football game.
More football,
amazing.
Right.
Now, very easily, you can watch 20 football games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to overload, so I think that, and there's a lot of fantasy football, a lot of people bet, like, this is, but it is big business. Even John has, like, fantasy leagues where he goes to a draft and selects players for his fantasy team out of the main player body of the NFL. It's just
the NFL
crazy
prints money.
Mm-hmm.
Just prints it. They just make that. That is their best skill, is how to make all the money. They're really, really good at it. And as you mentioned, now there's, like, when the college season's over, they move games to Saturday.
Yep.
There's games on Sunday. There's games on Monday. There's games on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going after Christmas Day now as well. They did that once and went, Christmas is now ours, everyone.
Yep.
We're taking over Christmas.
All the holidays. There's always that Thanksgiving. Remember, I don't know if about you, but growing up on the East Coast, like, after everyone, we'd eat dinner at 1 o'clock at my grandmother's house, and then my dad was a younger man at that point, and all the cousins, we'd go out back and play football. That's what you did.
Yeah.
It's
and
cold
with
and
all
crisp
that and background, on my love and your love and the love for the NFL. The
people love it.
The idea of sitting there watching people go, he's 6'4 and his 40-yard dashes, and look at the calves on this guy. He's amazing.
It is men picking apart the bodily parts of men.
Yep.
It's, you know, commenting on their prowess on the field. And
what a unit on this guy.
Yeah. Wow.
What did you just say?
What part of that didn't you understand?
Doesn't make... Okay. So anyway, yes, that will be on for the next 4 days.
Yes. Well, the one that everyone cares about is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first round, and I don't know if they just do one... And by the way, I think each team has a significant amount of time to make up their mind. So
the New England Patriots are on the clock.
Yes.
And then the timer starts in the corner, and then they've got 30 or I don't know how many minutes to
fill with, you know, B-roll of these
speculation about what
people.
They'll do. And then there it is. They finally, they make the move.
Also on TV tonight, if you don't want to watch the fascinating NFL draft, the series premiere of Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix. Sounds fun. Two ghosts work as detectives and investigate supernatural crimes with the help of a clairvoyant while trying to avoid being hunted down by death and sent to hell.
And this is teen drama?
You know, it doesn't say teen drama, but doesn't it sound like teen drama?
My daughter loves these. It's neat watching her switch from, like, strictly the Disney cartoons, you know, because she's now
right to the
10,
young adult stuff.
To the young adult stuff. And she's loved something called Silver Creek. Silver. Oh. Someone will write in and know. But she's like, she's out there watching it now.
Mm.
And she's like, I love this. I've seen it 5 times. And I'm like, all right.
Why can kids just watch things over and over? Yeah, like, when does that change for us?
I don't know. There's a comfort level in it, I think, though, that just becomes, I know what's happening. I'm not going to be surprised or scared. Mm. And I like it.
So we're looking at the trailer for this Dead Boy Detectives, which is on Netflix, and it's definitely YA.
Yeah.
These are 16, 17-year-olds. Something like, and cute. This is really cute. It looks very, you can tell who's a ghost because their faces aren't quite all the way there. Anyway, it looks fun. We've got the trailer, and we're throwing that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So enjoy that. Now, there was maybe you saw this. I'm going to assume a lot of our audience has seen this, and it's funny, and it's kind of awesome also. So I don't know if you saw it or not, Vin. I know you were very busy yesterday, but there is a photo of Mark Zuckerberg. Just regular Mark Zuckerberg, which is like, I don't know, he's got like a long sleeve crew neck t-shirt on and like a chain, like sort of a large loop chain around his neck. Not like bling bling, but, you know, like geek bling, I guess. So here's the picture of him, Vin. It's just a regular picture of Mark Zuckerberg looking,
okay.
I don't know what he's talking into a camera, whatever he's doing. And then somebody takes his face and puts a beard on it.
All right.
And the internet breaks.
Why?
Because he's hot now.
Oh.
They gave him a little bit of facial hair and turned him into like kind of dweeby Chris Martin. But and by the way, doesn't show as much in the photos that we're showing you, but they sort of tinted his skin tone a little bit.
They
made him look a little more healthy.
They lightened the eye wrinkles a little too.
Yep. They did some stuff, but by and large, it is Zuck.
Oh, they switched his teeth as well. Look at the different smile.
They did fix his teeth a little bit. They've juiced him up. They made him cute. He's
so
like,
this is an AI picture, like.
Well, it's that or somebody photoshopped it. The other thing is, and I will say, because at first glance you're like, "Holy crap, that guy needs to grow a beard stat." His wife's like, "Oh my god, get in the bathroom and squeeze."
No, she won't, because most girls are like, "That's scratchy. I don't want it."
So, the thing is, the longer you look at this, the more things you see. His face is very narrow at the point, and he doesn't have like a strong outward jaw beneath his ears. But then when they've, and I get that a beard does flush it. I guess you could carve a beard to make it look like you got a little bit stronger of a jawline.
People know how to do that.
They do.
I don't,
it's true.
But, yeah.
But man, the difference is. They've also, like, enhanced his eyes overall, like, made them more defined looking, even made the whites whiter and the lashes a little darker. Like, it's everyone was freaking out about this. And then there was, like, all these articles about why you're hotter if you have a beard. You know, Alex is telling us all about that stuff. But it's a really funny picture. We're going to put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page in case you haven't seen it yet. Because it does kind of make you go, that guy.
Well, that picture does look, but as you said, the deeper you look into it, you start going,
the more
they fixed his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, they fixed his eyes. And I don't mean fixed, but just changed it to be more photogenic,
yes,
you might say. Has John ever grown a beard, and did you like it?
John doesn't have to shave on the regular, so he always lets it grow out a little. And I like it. It's okay. I think he looks good, especially when his hair starts to get really long, then he just looks kind of rugged. I like it.
But it doesn't matter to you in terms of kissing or any part of you. You're never like, scratchy, stop it, get out of there.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me because we don't lay around making out anymore. And also, he hardly wants to kiss me because I always have my sticky lipstick on. And he's like, I'll just kiss your cheek.
I know. Well, there are other places a person might kiss, but I do get
I can't
what you're
think
saying.
Of any. But
doesn't bother you. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's not a thing. So you often will let stuff grow and you grow fast.
Mm-hmm.
But
it scratches the hell out of her and
she's like, no, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe I am only coming from, you know, in my household, that's the, so if I grow anything, that's the deal. And I just know that. And okay. But luckily for her, I can't stand facial hair. So I'll wrestle with it. And in the end I go, I can't take it. I got to get
right.
it off me.
It gets itchy. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, both my kids have pretty full beards a lot of the time.
Berkeley
yes.
does?
Berkeley has been letting it grow. His is weird though. His hair on his head is straight and his beard is super curly and not full. Like my younger son, he's got just, if he lets it go, he's a bushman. He's full on bear all the way across the sky. It's crazy.
Oh, a bear.
And, yeah, he's just like a big black bear.
Right.
And then, but my other son, he's got this funny curly, just really far down on his cheeks. It's like a jawline. It's very thin comparatively, but really curly. It's really cute.
Right.
I like it.
And he's letting that grow right now.
I feel like the last time I saw him, he had it. But, you know, people let things grow. Not everyone can grow it overnight the way you can, but it doesn't take too long.
I don't feel like I'm blessed.
Squeeze that right out.
I don't feel blessed because my beard grows in quickly and fully.
Lucky?
No.
Anyway, then there's all these articles. Why are men with beards so much more attractive? We have the answer. With one fake beard, Mark Zuckerberg became an object of thirst.
Thirst.
He didn't.
Is it considered a manly thing?
I don't know. I feel like it just makes him look older and less pasty, I guess. I don't really know. But man, they've definitely done more than just added a beard. But at first glance, you're like, oh, that is Zuck, and he does look hot.
Mm.
Zuck. Who'd ever think you'd have those two words in the same sentence? Zuck and hot.
Oh,
other than when he was so hot that his mime makeup was melting off his face.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
blocking the sun.
Right.
Well, you do got to watch out for the, you know, overexposure to the sun.
Especially when you're super pale and have been sitting in front of a computer for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Owen Wilson. Oh, go ahead.
He's transformed so much. I mean.
Who's that?
Yeah, the guy. Yeah. Well, like, we never got that fight between him and Elon.
Right.
That would have been awesome.
He's a beast.
He's doing jujitsu now.
Yeah, he's a beast. He looks pretty good.
He does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now he needs to get, like, a spray tan all the time. I mean, I'm telling you, whatever they did to him here, I'm like, do that, dude. That's great. Or don't. Who cares? Just keep making fun things. I'm dying to try the Apple virtual reality stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
are?
Yes, the Meta stuff is, I did like that. I will say, I think my review was, it's just, it gave me a headache, and it's a lot of gear to have on your head, and you know, people, you're walking around like an idiot, and people are just sitting on the couch laughing at you. But that Apple stuff looks, it's a little bit more heads-up display kind of stuff, where you can see through it.
The Apple Vision Pro.
The Apple Vision Pro.
It's interesting that you say that, because I haven't thought of it once since it was released, and we talked about whether or not this thing will sell out, you know, and I don't know that it did or didn't, but I really haven't thought about it. Well, you're right really now, into it, huh?
Well, I do. I think it's going there, and I read so much sci-fi where I'm like, oh, that's what I need right there. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day ago.
Here we go.
Did I? Maybe I already told you guys this story. I went to meet a friend of mine in town here at a coffee shop that I hadn't been to before.
Oh, your friend that does the Blue Bottle, and it's your friend that does Pokemons.
No. This is, well,
what?
It is a Pokemon friend, but
it's
this is a different time. No, I knew where I was going. It's not.
Oh.
You were thinking of Hesmick, but it's...
Oh, Hesmick!
It was Sheffy. I met Sheffy.
Oh, Sheffy. Oh.
But a couple blocks away, he's like, oh, I'm over here at this place, and I'm like, oh, I think that's walking distance. So I put in the walking directions into my phone, and I'm looking to see the map, and it says there was an arrow. I touched this thing, and it's showing me the my surroundings with an arrow showing which way to walk.
Oh.
And it was, so it isn't just that, because it's a lot of times.
Augmented reality.
Yeah, augmented reality. It was like an overlay where it was, and it showed me, you know, the arrow's moving away from me and turning a corner. Like, it's up, and it's like, and then you go this way. At this, this block,
cool.
Go this, and it kept saying, like, stop. Please stop and look both ways. Like, don't walk out into this intersection. It was giving me all kinds of help.
Smart enough to tell you the car's coming?
It was smart enough to say there could be cars coming.
Wow.
You don't have a walk signal.
I hadn't thought about this Apple Vision Pro either until recently. I went into an Apple store just because it was there. And I saw some people testing it. And they were wearing these goggles. Yeah. And they're sitting there touching the air and grabbing things and doing stuff. And the Apple employee was kind of walking them through it. Say, okay, now pinch this and move it over there. And it was very interesting.
It's not quite as big as that Meta stuff.
It's not as big. It doesn't seem as big, but it's still pretty bulky.
Yeah.
It's still pretty bulky.
A large headpiece.
A pair of snowboarding glasses.
Oh, yeah. It's about that. It looks like those, but it's definitely heavier than that.
Right.
I am waiting for them to, A, drop the price, because $3,500 on brand new tech, I feel like that's for rich people. You know what I mean? Like, go, please do that. Buy a bunch of that so that it gets cheaper for the rest of us. But I also want it to be a smaller wearable. I would like to be able to wear this out in the world.
Right.
Well, the only thing I think that, and this is just my opinion, but I believe there are many people out there who want to be the first to try this stuff.
Yes.
And that's in their head.
If they can afford to, they will.
Right. In their head, it's not about, let's wait till it's perfected. In their head, it's like, no, let's try this right now.
I know what it's
like from go.
Yeah.
So, I don't feel that at all.
Yeah. Which is actually, in a way, a change for you, because you actually were the guy who was like, I got to try this new thing. I got to get that new phone. I got to get this new.
Yeah,
For a minute there, that was, I felt like you were doing that.
Yeah, I did. And having been late to computers in general and kind of, you know, stupidly thought that'll never catch on. Who's going to sit around and do that?
It's an email machine.
I mean, what? But in general, and now we're entirely converted over to it in every single way that you can imagine. With more to come, I'll tell you in the news.
No
but
paper.
Yeah, it's just, it's so, I did feel a sort of a desire to stay up on that stuff, but it was moving fast.
Yeah.
It's not moving fast anymore. The difference between the, let's say, iPhone 12 and iPhone 15, meh.
I'm with you. I agree.
How much? Like, what's the big diff? Not much.
The difference is the price, probably.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to charge you more for this.
Oh, but it's so much faster. Is it, though? Because this is pretty quick.
Yeah, this is fast enough. It's sometimes a change. A lot of times it's a change with the things like the camera. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I like, I have little kids. I'm enjoying taking pictures of them. But still, I think this camera's great on the 13, and that's what I've had, and I haven't felt the desire. If something comes out where they're like, we just took a leap forward, I'll go get it.
Yeah.
I will, but I don't feel that.
There will be leaps, but I'm with you. I feel like we've kind of leveled out at a place for a minute. But this virtual reality stuff, though, and what they're talking about can be done with this, everything from being in school to being at work to you know, some of this implant technology. I feel like we're on the cusp of a lot of really amazing things that
we should see
in our lifetimes.
Of all the places to be talking about this, we should add, certainly just this year, maybe last year, I should say.
Yeah.
We've seen AI.
Oh, AI's huge.
Its way into our world in a way that there's the big step forwards. The AI stuff and the ChatGPT, those things, that's a leap.
I'm with you. I really did think, what is anyone going to use that for? Now I use it every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Pretty much every day. I don't really. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Speaking of.
Yes?
Can ChatGPT plan your wedding?
Oh, that'd be great.
And more after these.
Bay Area Festival.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Matt Nathanson's latest song, and we'll be hearing that and more when he joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Listen to Jane all this week, 3:05 p.m. every day. She's got keywords. You text those to 20357 and get yourself entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons on October 20th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is opening its new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. But while this building is new, Fremont Bank is just as dedicated to supporting the Bay Area as when they first opened their doors 60 years ago. And they're ready to serve this community for the next 60. Join the celebration by visiting FremontBank.com. I wanted to read a text to you real quick before we start. It's one of those things. Oh, kids, they're the best. 925 writes, my three-year-old hated Disneyland so much we were only there for 30 minutes. The most expensive trip for nothing. She loves the beach, and that was free. You know, I actually get that because, first of all, they're like my daughter when she was three, Frozen was at its peak, and she was frothing to meet all the characters.
Yeah.
But she would not go meet, what's her name? Elsa. She wouldn't do it. She was scared. Mm. She was actually petrified. She got in the line and then went, I don't want to. Couldn't do it. It was too much. So there's different reasons why a kid might be fearful at Disneyland. Also, huge crowds. Crazy. But
yes.
I'm surprised that to hear that. I'm not entirely surprised to hear that. Kids, You put the best plan together, and then they just go, no.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Right.
And you're all like, well, I really thought you'd like this. I guess it was me who would like it.
Yeah. Mm. Well, but you also go with the stereotypes, right? You go, kids love Disney. Let's do that.
Sure.
But, man, to 30 minutes in, we're turning around and getting out of here? Yikes.
You know what? I actually give that person credit for knowing when it's time to cut your losses. Like, if you stayed all day and you left in 30 minutes, you still pay the same amount of money. And if you're not having fun and you're feeling like this is going to be an S show, then go. You should turn around and go.
Agreed.
It's okay. A three-year-old. Don't argue with the three-year-old. You've already lost.
Right. So this first story is one that I thought, all right, It's here.
Okay.
ChatGPT is here.
Yes, it is.
AI is here. It's in use now in such a way, and other companies are just beginning to figure out how to integrate it into the things they do. So it's just, we're just seeing its uses for the first time. This article says, we used ChatGPT as our wedding planner, and it saved us $5,000.
ChatGPT?
Now, I don't know.
It's like text-based. How strange.
Exactly what you would do in order to get started. I guess they have some idea about how to use ChatGPT and what things that it can and can't do.
Right.
But saving $5,000 is profound.
Yeah.
And I realize when you're talking about an $85,000 wedding, maybe that's a drop in the bucket.
They spent $85,000?
No, they didn't say that. Oh, I'm just saying,
you
can spend that easily.
Yes, you can.
Easily.
Yeah, it's a thing.
These people are talking about how they were able to save money.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What are the... Perhaps their vows should read, AI do. Maria, the bride in this story, her jaw dropped after receiving a $5,000 rate from a New York wedding planner. No. Yeah, I'll plan your wedding. This is what it costs.
Oh, I see where they saved.
The penny-wise Poughkeepsie, New York native feared the inflated fee would blow to 34,000 budget she and her fiance had set for their wedding day. So she decided to enlist a bot. I'm using ChatGPT to literally do everything for my wedding, she says. Admitting she had never used, now this is the interesting part, because she says, I had never used the free AI platform before getting engaged. So this was new to her, but I mean, Sarah, not that you are computer savvy or certainly computer savvy enough, but you use AI to great effect.
I have found it to be incredibly useful. We do a lot of writing and it helps me. I'm like, hey, okay, here's all the info, mocks it up for me. And then all I really have to do is edit it. It's amazing.
So this may be what wedding planners don't want to hear.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't understand how she used it to plan a wedding, though. I mean, because actually it can't even, it's not up to date on the internet. Is it just giving her suggestions? I don't know. Does it say?
I'll get there. So she says, as we're, going down the story here, she says, I'm saving so much money. I don't need a wedding planner. The AI does it all. And a virtual wedding hub determined that 52% of engaged couples are leaning toward entrusting automation.
Wow.
With the details of their day. Let's see here. They can use AI to create wedding websites,
for
writing the vows, managing budgets. It's really interesting. And they put in there some of the stuff they do. That, like, for example, price range for decorations, flowers, and then it comes through with all kinds of different ways that you can do this.
So options for just having a, get me the most for my money for the flower arrangements. Get me the most for my money for the table decorations.
One of the many ways this thing works. So
interesting.
And I know that Christina, who planned our wedding herself, one of the things she said is, me and my girlfriends are doing the flowers. And they did that.
Yeah.
They had a gathering in the garage and they got together and they built, and she did a lot of it herself as well. But there are ways to cut costs.
It's a lot of work, though, some of
it's
those ways.
It's already a stressful time in your life. So yeah. Are you willing to do these types of things? But they go on to say that ChatGPT can really help you fine-tune the details, save money, and unfortunately for wedding planners, even skip the wedding planner.
Sorry about it, wedding planners.
I'm really, like, here is the invitation. Somehow done with AI.
Yeah, incredible.
Nice picture in there, the date. And you're invited to share the wedding ceremony and celebration.
And the more you use it, the more savvy you become with it. Like, sometimes I'll ask it something, and it doesn't give me, I'm like, that's really not what I want. And I'll explain to it, that's not really what I was looking for. An example of it would be this. And then it goes, oh, okay, I'll do that. Boom. And there it is. It's completely adjusted. It's very smart, this artificial intelligence.
They also say here that they used AI to help plan their honeymoon.
Oh.
So I don't use it, so I'm having a little trouble translating it to you guys in the same way the article is, but you can use AI, ChatGPT specifically here they're talking about, to get all the stuff. I asked for boat tours, restaurants, excursions in the place we were going, hotel rates, and ChatGPT did that work for them.
Incredible.
So, sorry, wedding planners.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's scary. I think for a lot of people, just taking that first step in is scary for them. I think you just type in ChatGPT and it pops right up. And it's free. I actually subscribe to it because sometimes if there's enough people on it, you get kicked off unless you pay for it. And I need it when I need it. But you can get on there and just try it out. I will say, though, it is not up to date. It's almost like it's the internet 2 years ago. If I typed in what happened today in Afghanistan, it would not know.
Oh, I see. Huh. Well, I'm sure they're working on that.
I was going to say, at least it didn't. Wouldn't have known that a few months ago. Last time I asked it for something current.
Well, I do know that. For example, we've heard stories about AI voices doing radio. Mm-hmm. So, as a radio guy, while I understand every program director's dream is the DJ that says the least amount of words possible. Like, that is the, can you talk less? Say less words in between songs. Is that possible? And every human goes, no, I'm doing a show. Get out of here.
AI is like, yes, I can totally do that.
And that's, there it is. So I think that it can be put into use. I certainly don't think it's going to pull off a morning show while I'm this age and able to do it. But it may remove future morning shows from ever happening. I don't know.
That's not good news.
No, it's not.
But I asked ChatGPT, how up to date are you? It says, as of my last update in January 2022, I'm not aware of events or developments that occurred after that time. So if there have been significant changes or updates since then, I won't be aware of them.
Ah.
So it tells you, here's how up to date I am.
Slightly off the wedding subject, this article is about pet owners that end up engaged, married, or even roommate relationships that get a pet together.
Oh.
Should you get a prenup for your pup? Now, I have always felt like there are decisions made in these situations by one person more than the other.
Somebody really wants a dog.
For example, Willow was my dog.
Yep.
That dog traveled with me for many years, and she was my responsibility. Her nails got cut by me. She got fed by me. I bought her food. I took her to the doc. When the next subject of dogs came up after Willow's passing, I was like, I really don't want that right now. Responsibility, there's a lot of... And Christina was like, okay, it's my dog. And I went, great, we got it figured out. So if we broke up, that dog would go with her. But a lot of people go into it like, it's our baby.
Yeah, for a baby.
And in that situation, you may need to figure it out. The article I'm reading is about, and I can even tell you a story from ages ago.
Okay.
A friend of mine told me, a couple I'm friends with, they're divorcing, and the wife fought the husband for this dog. To the end.
I hate this story.
You've heard this, right?
You told me, yeah. It's
she
awful.
Got the dog. She got the dog. The guy wanted the dog. It was his dog. He's like, I want the dog. She fought him till she got it. And then as soon as the dog was hers, she gave it away. It was just her way of saying,
F you.
No, I'm going to win.
Yep.
And so this awful. Does happen. And frankly, I would say, I don't know what the cost of a prenup is, but I would definitely try to at least have the conversation if there were, and maybe you can't have it. Maybe that's the thing, you know, romance. You're is it a, does it ruin all the love if you actually have a conversation about, look, if we broke up, who's taking the dog? I don't know.
But this article drafted a pet ownership prenup. It's writing it right now.
Oh.
A ChatGPT has got you covered. Witnesses in this state, in this time, this is incredible.
The person in the article I'm reading from the New York Post says, when you get a pet, you don't think preemptively about how much you're going to love the pet, so you don't think it's as big a deal as it is.
Right.
I definitely wish I had done my research on what happens when couples split. It's just not something that's talked about, but that pet is loved by both parties. One maybe more than the other, but either way.
Yeah.
Who's getting the dog? Who's getting the cat?
And that is a great point because people are like, yeah, it'll be your dog. It's great. But then sometimes the dog has decided it's not that person. It's you. It's
right.
And you are like, oh my God, I had no idea that this bundle of joy was going to come into my life. And this dog is everything to me. And I don't like you anymore. So I'm going to keep the dog if that's cool. And then unfortunately you signed a prenup where it's her dog.
In this situation, well, yes, and here's a story that's part of this story.
All right.
You got the most important thing in the breakup of all, the dog. I hope you're okay. And her response is, my ex sued me for $5,000 so I could keep my dog. I had to pay him $5,000 to keep my dog or we were going to continue to fight about it. That's exactly what we're talking about.
It was a monetary settlement over it. Incredible.
It can be that.
Do you think
Yikes.
That people sometimes share custody of pets? Like, you know, you take the dog this week, I'll have the dog next week.
If they can be that grown up about it, sure. Yeah.
There are grown ups out there, turns out.
Yeah, but, you know.
I know, I'm not.
There's also people who will take the dog and then give it away.
I know. That's just so bitter.
Well,
we are awful. People, that is what a vindictive thing to do. And really, you're not just screwing the guy over. You're screwing the dog over. You screwed the pooch.
Listen to this. Okay. 925. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way.
Yes, sir.
I can see the hustle and bustle over there.
We're bustling. We have an in-studio guest, Matt Nathanson's in studio 10, and he's in there with Bryn, and we're trying to figure all this stuff out.
Very exciting, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's tuning his guitar right now.
Oh, let me hear that. Let me hear a little of that.
Oh.
No, that sounds like a guitar to me. Damn, wait.
925 says, I lost a dog in a breakup and it was super sad because we equally loved him. But since I took my boyfriend's best friend, I let him keep the dog.
Oh, she was, that happens. You know, you ever notice that? People are like, oh, your best friend's always over here. And by the way, I'm doing him.
Aye. Or is that what you think happened?
I think that happens a lot. I bet you a lot of times people are like, this sucks, and he's my best friend, but I am going to do you.
Oh. Mm. 925 says, wasn't Dave FM basically an AI radio station? How'd that work out? Actually, while they didn't have DJs, Jane went through.
Yes.
This is our Jane.
Our Janie.
Went through and picked every dang song.
Yep.
Every one of them. She was actually working really hard on that station.
She's a music curator. Like, that girl is definitely doing way more than you think she's doing.
She would actually take songs and go, these will sound better going from one to the next.
Yep.
And would, you know, make that. She was really working hard on that station.
Yep.
Meanwhile, everyone was like, we want Live 105 back. I don't blame the people. I wanted Live 105
back,
too.
Live 105 is pretty great.
Let's see here. My daughter hired a wedding planner for that day of the wedding and to make everything go as planned. Took all the stress off the day. Don't think AI can do that. We'll await the robot, they say.
Yeah.
All right.
The robot wedding planner. The world, that's how the world's going. I just think it's interesting that someone was able to use it to help figure all that stuff out. I guess it's good for more than I think it is. I really just use it to help me write things.
415 says, I'm a day trader using ChatGPT and making bank.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. But it's 2 years out of date.
No, I don't know.
That's bizarre.
That person's saying they're making bank with it.
Oh, good for them.
415 says, years ago, I saw Sarah at the Mill Valley Community Center selling her stuff, so I waited to talk to her, but the longer I waited, the more nervous I got.
Oh, no.
And I'm not that kind of person. Eventually, I just walked away. That was so weird and not like me at all. Go figure.
Oh, what a weird story to tell today. I'm so sorry that you... I was in a Christmas fair one year.
Mm.
I sold, you know, selling purses. And I am very sorry that you had to wait so long that you left. I miss you.
You miss
the person, sure. I think that's. I mean, it's a good story, but it's. I feel bad about it.
And you miss them.
Well, I missed out on them.
Oh, missed out. I did say miss.
I miss them. Oh, there's a hole in my life. I didn't even know.
Yeah, where were you? Yeah, I was waiting for you.
I was waiting. You didn't come over and say hi.
209 says, I have the same cough, and it might postpone a time-sensitive surgery I'm having next week. I'm begging them to do it anyway, because I don't know when this damn thing's going to go away.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A time-sensitive surgery. What's that about?
I don't know. Hey, can you tell us what that time-sensitive surgery is about, or is that too private?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all friends here, right?
As in time is crushing you down and you're getting a facelift, or time as in it's time to get that thing removed?
There's a lot of different things.
A million questions about that. What's
happening? How's Matt Nathanson look? Does he look handsome today?
Oh, yes. I only got a little glimpse of him, but he does look handsome.
Yeah, super hot.
Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah. Chiming in. Okay.
Yes. All right.
All right. Well, I have a lot. Well, I'm very curious about all the things. I'm going to let you do most of the questions. Hey, can you ask him something?
No, you can ask him something. I think we should do the interview together. How about that?
Well, I'll be here, but I don't know. All right.
All right. Well, after we have these. Matt Nathanson next.
All right. Hello.
Listen, think about this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!